You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 80, Upheaval Indicates Change. In this episode, we're going to discuss change, but in a different aspect. The transitions that we're going to talk about today include the disruption of what has become the norm for you in your life. Change can be uncomfortable and unwelcome, but you must remember that it is impossible to grow without it. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable. It's all about how you look at it. We all need to be reminded of this every now and then. Spirit says that humans want to grow, but that we resist change. We must learn to embrace this aspect of our growth process, because in order for things to get better, they must go through transformations. So in order for our lives to improve, we must go through transitions. Growth can be difficult and painful, but again, it's all about your perspective of it. When you start on the path to your awakening, it is one of self-improvement and self-empowerment. You will begin to work consciously to change your life. You learn how to affect your reality by creating a certain vibration within you. This vibration is attained by consciously thinking positive thoughts and choosing to focus your mind on what makes you feel good. When this becomes habitual, things will begin to change in your life. You are now trusting the universe to work with you, to bring about your dreams and your deepest desires. This is where we say things like, in God's time, because it's no longer up to us how it will unfold, but we must trust that it will. This is what is called a faith walk. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You will be challenged more and more to walk in faith when you start on this path. You will have to trust your feelings and ignore what you see, because the scene is old news and your feelings allow you to tune in to what's really going on vibrationally. You start to follow your heart more. And the more you develop this ability, the stronger you will become. There's nothing that you can accomplish in this state of faith, and there's nothing that you can have, because if you can imagine it, you can create it. That's who you are. You are a creator. Once you realize that the only reason why you don't have everything you want right now is because you haven't allowed yourself to receive it, then you will be in a better place to start dealing with the beliefs that are blocking you from receiving your good. You're the only one keeping yourself away from what you want. So you need to look deeper into why you don't have something. It can be as simple as a material object or a state of health. Maybe deep down inside, you feel that you don't deserve it. But whatever it is, it's you. No one else has power over your creations. They can only influence you to create experiences that you don't want. But in the end, you are the creator of your life. And if you're not living the life that you want to live, then it's up to you to change something. This is why I talk about false beliefs, because we all have been conditioned to work against ourselves. If everything is the creation of mine, formed from a thought, then that means if I can control what you think about, then I can control what you create. This is why TV is so dangerous. You're feeding yourself negativity all day long through the negative programming. And then you wonder why you feel so bad and are so pessimistic about life. It's because you're being influenced to think that way. A negative mind is a weak mind. You will begin to manifest unwanted things in your life. And the first thing will be poor health. Stop allowing negativity into your consciousness. This alone will transform your world into something beautiful. When you begin to see upheavals and change into your life, you need to start shouting. And when I say shouting, I mean shouting like you do in a sanctified church, because your good, your dreams, and your desires are starting to manifest. Change is your indication that a new direction has finally reached you. Because you have to remember that there is a delay between the spiritual world and the physical one. You may have to work on something for years energetically before you will see it manifest in the physical. But sure enough, it will come to pass as long as you allow it to. The first thing that people do when they start to feel a little uncomfortable with the transitions that begin to play out in their life is complain. They start talking about how things are getting worse because they are unaware that in reality, things are getting better. But your perspective of it will determine if it's a blessing or a curse. If you believe that change has entered your life as a sign that things are getting worse, then you will begin to live that reality. That's a negative, fearful perception of change. But if, on the other hand, you choose to acknowledge that your life is getting better because of the changes that are around you, then you will begin to see the seeds of your desires begin to manifest. Upheavals, challenges, transitions are all signs that there has been a vibrational shift in your energy. They are the manifest signs that something new is on its way into your life. It's like giving birth, and in truth, you're giving birth to your dreams. You see, we want to live our dreams and to manifest our desires, but without having to let go of anything. That's how we think. But Spirit says you can't keep holding on to what you have because you're not making room for anything new to come. You have to be willing to release the old in order to make way for the new. Be like a river, as my Native American ancestors would say, because you never step into the same river twice. Renew yourself vibrationally, moment by moment, by continuously thinking refreshing thoughts, and learn how to allow the flow of the universe to enter into your life. Allow it to carry you to the realization of your dreams. Thank you again for sharing your precious time with me. I'm truly appreciative every time you tune in. Don't freak out when things are changing. Be positive in your expectation and trust that things are working out for the highest good of all. Don't allow anyone to influence you to believe in anything that doesn't feel good. Your heart will tell you. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.